Hey everyone, welcome to the seventh episode of Live Laugh Beef. As you can see, I do not have my co-host. Fortunately, Miss Allie Sloan has gotten coronavirus. Boo, tomato, boo, tomato. Yeah, so unfortunately, Allie caught coronavirus and we haven't been able to film a new episode for a while because we also did decide to take a Christmas break. But if you guys are listening, this episode is a previous podcast that I had filmed with my friend Victoria Sabovich, where I interviewed her. This was in the summer, so some of our topics might be outdated. But as for Allie and I, we will be back with new episodes hopefully next week. So thanks for everyone who is patient and waiting and still listening to the podcast. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode with Victoria. For today's episode, we are joined by
the beautiful, the stunning
Victoria Sabovich. Oh my
God. Did you forget my name?
I just looked at you for a second and I was like, I literally blanked. I do not know why I just blanked.
I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew it was, I like really just wanted to call you Tori for a second.
You can do that. That's fine.
I don't know. It just doesn't feel right.
Okay.
Like Tori Vega. Like.
Ew.
We all dance. Okay. Oh, we're getting off track. So we got a lot to talk about today. And we're just shooting the shit, y'all. So, you know, sit back, grab a drink, eat something. I'm just reminding them.
Have you eaten today?
Me? Yeah, I had that banana bread. Honestly, I was thinking about this earlier today. I was like, I might put up a Poot Lovato photo here because it's just so empty. Like, there's nothing here.
Please do it.
Maybe I will next time.
Yeah.
So, we just did a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. How were the vibes?
They were immaculate. Mm. Chef's kiss. Mm. Amazing. They are going to be so cool.
We just finished the photo shoot. Mm-hmm. So we did like a little flower moment, you know, kind of basic Pinterest bitch, but like very
flower
editorial,
power.
You know?
Yeah.
Flower power.
Yeah. Girl power. Venom.
Girl. Venom. Okay. Let's not talk about the photo shoot because that's fucking boring. But if you're interested in that and you don't think that's boring, you can like go look at it on Instagram or TikTok or Pinterest. Anyways, we have lots to talk about today. We've honestly just been giggling and literally trying to not laugh, but we're going to start off with your story.
Oh, okay.
What is on the Victoria Sabovich tapestry?
Is it of my life or content?
Both. Okay. So, I mean, maybe not life.
Yeah, no, that's a lot.
It is. Not the trauma. We're not going to talk about the trauma.
It's not a therapy session.
No, not today. So. Not today. Let's talk about the beginning of your TikTok career.
Oh, of TikTok. All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Okay.
So how did you get started?
I downloaded the app and I had it for a few months and I was like, oh my God, this is so stupid. Like it's all 12-year-olds. And then I started seeing a lot of creators growing like a huge platform using TikTok. Within like 2 weeks, I had more followers on TikTok than I did on Instagram. So I just stuck it out. And then, yeah, that was like the main reason I started it. But then I started to love it more than Instagram because obviously it was getting a lot more traction.
True. What was your first TikTok? That's what I would like to know.
It's really embarrassing. It was an audio. You probably could pull it up if you wanted to.
That's a lot of work.
Okay.
I will be honest with you.
Okay. If someone says they don't want a relationship, but then they go and get a girlfriend the next day, the "with you" is silent, like the G in lasagna. So they don't want a relationship with you. Do you get it?
I'm gonna be honest.
No. Okay.
No.
Anyway, it was basically just like a stupid audio. Yeah. Anyway, no, but like literally like my first video that I posted went viral.
Oh, really?
It got like not viral. It had like 30K like likes on it.
Which is like a lot for someone who just like downloaded the app.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I was like, ha, yeah, people? LOL, TikTok. So then it was just kind of like a high. You're like, oh my God, yeah. Okay, now I want to post more.
They give
more.
You your first hit.
Which I think that they do that kind of for everybody.
They do. No, they do. They do. Yeah. That's the thing that they do. Do-do. They really just like give you something. So you're like, oh, I'm like obsessed.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? That vibe.
For the people listening, they're gonna be like, the "Oh what? Yeah,
we're doing that thing where you like point to your what is
elbow,
this called?
Your, yeah,
it's like I'm shooting that." Okay. No. Anyways, we're gonna move on. I really love that story.
Thank you. Super inspirational.
No, it's really cool. Honestly, yeah. My first TikTok that I posted was. I'll put it on the screen so people can see it, but mm-hmm. It was me putting on a dress,
okay,
a pink little dress. Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds so gay. A pink little dress and then that wig that I've been
okay
wearing since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned into Rainy Rodriguez. Queen
okay.
Rainy.
I love that.
Queen of skinny. Queen of pop. She's like, that little ASMR moment.
Not just turning into an ASMR yeah. podcast.
Do you mind unlocking this? But yeah, that was my first one. It did not go viral.
No.
I will say that.
Okay.
I think my first one that went viral was, it was a photo shoot that I did with Neela.
Oh, really?
We went to the dollar store.
Okay.
Picked up like random items mm-hmm. to do a photo shoot with and then posted it. And I was
that's
like,
sweet.
Oh. People are enjoying my art.
I love that. Well, there you go.
That's a vibe. Thank you very much for
enjoying
it. You and
Neela have killed TikTok together. Like,
yeah, well, she never wanted to take any photos. No.
Really?
She hates taking photos.
Oh, my God. But she's so good at it.
She is. I always tell her that. And if you guys don't know, for the people who are listening out there, Neela is the girl that I always take photos with.
He loves dumping shit on her head.
Love it. Honey, gravy, corn syrup,
there was
cake,
was there
icing?
Glitter?
Oh, yes. That was a...
some sort of ice cream, kind yeah. of?
It was like a corn syrup glitter.
Yeah.
And then, like, acrylic paint.
Yeah.
You know, just, like, everything. She's been through it all.
Mm-hmm.
And, she's you know, each one has went viral, so...
Yeah.
That's all we care about. We sound so vapid.
Fine.
Honestly, if you guys just don't understand, like...
content creation and like the highs of going viral,
just us, we're on crack. We just are looking for the next our next viral.
We just
viral
we
tweet.
Just need a lot of validation.
Yeah,
we lacked that.
Don't blame us.
Trauma.
Don't blame us, blame our parents.
Yeah.
This is honestly, this podcast right now is just like two brain cells bouncing off each other.
The DVD.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, the DVD screen just going like this. It's honestly us right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're gonna get back on track here.
Okay, yeah
or try to.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can call you now that we have the foreground, the background, the background,
yeah.
the
okay.
background of your story.
Mm-hmm.
It would be safe to say that you're a beauty influencer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like you've done brand deals with
I've done Mac
Maven. Mac.
Yeah, Maven is the big one right now. Thank you for paying my rent.
Period. Keeping the lights on.
L'Oreal, Mac, Urban Decay. I'm currently doing Benefit. Rimmel is coming up.
Oh, yes, yes,
can't
yes.
go into detail on that one, but that one is exciting. But yeah, working with a bunch of beauty brands, it's really, really awesome. I love it.
Okay, so since you are in the beauty world,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to get your opinions on some of the looks.
Ooh.
Very gorgeous looks.
Yes.
That I have done before.
Okay.
In the past.
I'm here for it.
Okay, so we're going to start off with a look that I did
mm-hmm.
all by my lonesome in 2017. It was my first time ever doing drag.
Okay.
Okay, so I
like first time ever, ever.
Yes, and this is also okay. heavily face-tuned.
Okay.
You know why? Because I still looked like a man when I had everything on. So okay. Anyways, I would like to show you look number one.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. I love the grain on the picture, too.
Don't call out the grain.
So, yeah. Good. Oh, shit.
Okay, you sound like you're looking at, like, garbage. You're like, oh.
No, okay. I mean, for your first time, like, that's pretty good.
Okay. You can also see that my friend Kayla is a man.
And yeah.
We do make a good power couple.
Honestly, so cute. So cute together. You can tell when this picture was taken by the brows.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that they were thick. The
block brows, yeah. They were definitely in 2017.
I have a picture.
They're giving very...
Where they're, like, huge.
Ugh,
terrible.
Like, caterpillar vibes.
Yeah.
Like, James Charles vibes.
Yeah.
He's canceled, by the way, so...
Yeah. I'm not sorry about it.
Yeah, me too.
R.I.P.
Lock him up.
I honestly, I would give it like a 7.
Okay.
For your first time in drag. Like, that's pretty good.
I'll take a 7.
Okay.
This is just a bonus picture, but I look even more like a man in this one. But this was also the first time that I did drag. If you can see there.
Okay. Oh my God.
I use the dog as a prop.
I was like, I love the dog.
Very iconic.
Okay. But why do you say that you look like a man? I think you honestly look really good.
Do you see this fucking jaw? Okay, anyways, we'll move on.
Okay,
so this one, the makeup skills did not get any better.
Okay.
However, I would like to also explain that when this photo was taken, it was at 3 a.m.
Okay.
When I was depressed.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what, I'll just like throw on some makeup with my $3 palette from the Dollar Tree.
Okay.
And I was like, you know what, like maybe that'll make me feel better.
Did it?
Newsflash. It did not.
I'm so excited.
But here is that photo.
Okay. Okay. We're going to give this one maybe like a 4.
Do the pain in my eyes not, you know, it's a mime look. I'm supposed to look like a mime.
Okay. Then yeah, it works. I like the little heart on your nose.
Yes. Yes.
It's cute. Very precise.
You know what?
I love that.
You know what I'm going to say about this photo?
Yeah.
Face tunable.
Yeah. Perfect.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just as long as it's face tunable, girls.
Just the base, and then we can work with it.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. Okay. I do face tune.
Okay. I love that.
Just to slim my nose down and this chin. That's it. Please don't call me out. okay, so the next look from my Euphoria.
I loved your Euphoria look.
Yes. So this is the actual photo. You know what it looks like.
Yeah.
This Euphoria look. It was all pretty much lighting, and all I needed to do was the dripped glitter tears. So this is what it looked like without the LEDs.
Oh, okay.
So thoughts?
It's a vibe. I love it. Why do you look so sad?
It's just my face, to be quite honest.
Okay. I mean, okay. You know what?
Without... I'm just hearing the same thing back over and over. It's like, I mean...
Yeah. Okay, without the LEDs, like, obviously you can tell.
Yeah, I look beat. I look
destroyed. It could
destroyed.
Be better. But you made the pictures look really, really good. And, like, yes. it was the right vibe. And
that song?
That's... Period.
Amen. I was gonna say Photoshop, but
oh, that too. Facetune. Do you plan on doing a look like this again?
I do not.
Okay, so then I won't give you any tips then.
Last and final look.
Yes. I remember this and I loved it. Oh my God, no, it looks so good.
Okay, keep going.
Oh my God. Beautiful. So stunning, gorgeous, flawless, like beat. I love it. Everything
face
about it.
To the gods. Mama. Okay. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. That one's 10 out of 10.
Thank you. I just need a boost.
You're welcome.
And since this is on your iPhone.
Okay.
I'm going to delete these.
Okay. I go through the recently deleted and bring them back.
Anyways, thanks for your feedback. I guess I'll work on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you ever want...
I did just purchase a new palette.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
So, I recently bought this new palette because it was on sale. And the reason it was on sale is because... because James Charles is a pedophile. Or, sorry, before with peace and love, please don't sue me. I have no money.
You're not going to get a whole lot, so.
No. There's $2 no and maybe some spare change.
Yeah.
Spare change. But anyways, okay, so I know that this is kind of messed up, but I did buy it. Mm-hmm. It was on a clearance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't pass it up.
Mm-hmm. So please don't come for me. It's
fine. We're going to put a different package on it.
Yeah.
And then it's fine. It's like it's not even happening.
It's fine. Is it? Maybe I'll cancel the order. I'll cancel it.
We'll find you a better palette.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'll give you some of mine.
You know what? Maybe, I thought about it for a second. I was like, yeah, I think I should cancel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cancel that order. Like we canceled James Charles.
There we go.
I've been watching way too much Drag Race.
So good, though.
So good. I watched season 6 recently.
I'm literally rewatching season 6 right now.
Yeah. So I kind of just like, you know, Laganja.
Yeah.
So like everything that she says, it's like in my head right now. You know, but Adore. Mama. I love Adore.
Party.
Okay. So aside from Miss Sister Charles, in hiding, Judas predatory behavior. Mm-hmm. There's also some other things that are going on in the world that I think everybody already knows about. Mm-hmm. And by the time this podcast is out, we're probably like super fucking late on it.
Yeah.
But, Mr. David Dobrik has been canceled
a few times in the past like few months,
and rightfully so.
Yeah,
him almost killing his friend.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm watching that on YouTube.
Fucked.
Yeah.
What's the code? 10.
Yeah.
Cut this now out. You know. Is that your fucking birthday? Okay.
I won't forget it.
Yeah, but someone steals your phone. I that's probably gonna be the first
Hopefully
one.
They don't know it's mine.
Well, now they do. Mm. I'll blur it out.
Okay.
Blur.
Make it a little.
Yeah. I'll add a little voice filter.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. But anyways, back to David Dobrik.
Yeah.
So got canceled for that. Mm-hmm. The thing that he did with Seth. And then also.
The Dom thing.
Mm-hmm. So.
Honestly, after the Dom thing, I expected him to basically never show his face again.
Yeah.
But he pops up on my For You page all the time.
But you know what the thing is? It's like he has like 12-year-olds that like follow him religiously and like just don't understand like
what he did.
Yeah. All the things that he did and why it's wrong. Like most of them are kind of just like, oh, I love David. Like, why are y'all trying to cancel him?
Yeah.
So it's like it's kind of hard. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, I think he should just like leave the internet.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I think so, too. And it's unfortunate that somebody who's done those things will continue to, like, make money.
Yeah. And that's, like, the shitty part. Because, like, he's kind of, like, fucked with a lot of people.
David or Dom?
Both.
True.
It's like, is clout really that important to you?
Yeah. No.
I mean, like, we joke about it. Like, oh, we want the next viral video.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's like, is it really that important that you need to, like, exploit your friends for content?
Not at all.
Exploiting girls for content?
Absolutely not. And, like, his vlogs were always, like, so chaotic.
Yeah.
Like, how do you keep up with that, like, all the time?
Yeah. Like, I honestly, like, mindlessly watched it because I think we're so, like...
They were entertaining at the time. They were. And then, you know, now that everything's kind of, like, coming to light about the reality of it...
Honestly, in reality, things are not that fun. It's like
life is not that fun.
Yeah, it's like you have, it's like kind of like that thing where it's like you have to be doing something bad to be having that much fun. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. I would totally agree.
Anyways, I don't want to like get way into it, but I'm just like obsessed with you know where that's from? It's okay, you're right. It's Missy Elliott.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to do it, but do you not know where that's from? Like, no. Seriously.
Should I leave?
I'm disappointed, but
can you send it to me after?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. I'll listen to it on the way home.
But anyways, Missy Elliott's a legend. But back to the David Dobrik thing. You know what? I never really had good vibes about Mr. Dobrik.
Miss Dobrik. Yeah.
He gave me like serial killer almost. He probably could kill someone. Because those laughs. Yeah. Have you heard them? The laughs. I always thought they were so fake.
But
can you do an imitation?
Me?
Yeah.
Of David Dobrik?
You know the vibes, right? Oh my god.
That literally scared me.
Sorry. I'm so sorry.
But he like gave off almost like Predator vibes and like as well, because he was never like drinking with his friends. He was always the one that was like encouraging people to drink and do stupid things. And just...
I would even like call it like not predatory vibes, but I think I would even call it like sociopath vibes. Like, you know how Shane Dawson thought he thought like Jake Paul was a sociopath?
Yeah, I watched that documentary.
Jake Paul's not a sociopath. He's just a dumbass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also fucked person. But like, if you want to hit one of us up,
like my not DMs you, Jake, though. Open.
Logan. I'm obsessed with Logan Paul. You know, sorry, I'm like getting sidetracked. I also like Logan Paul.
Sorry, what?
What?
What did you say?
Who said that? Anyways, let me back up. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just like it's been a while. shut up. Okay, honestly, over David Dobrik.
Yeah.
Let's just send him back to fucking
Vine.
Slovakia.
That too.
Anyways, so moving on. So close. Logan.
Yeah.
I love him.
Well,
here's the thing. I think I don't like love him. I just think he's hot because I'm gay. And I'm just like horny. I can't say that. I'm just.
You should though.
Yeah, I just.
Why not?
I just have needs, okay? And
we all do.
He's he's my type.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde hair, blue eyes, tall, juiced. He loves Pokemon. I love Pokemon.
Oh my God. Match made in heaven.
Amen. So, Jake Paul, I know you are a piece of shit. Sucker.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't say
you
that.
You can't say. No.
I'll bleep
essay.
It. Essay. You are a piece of shit essayer, but your brother's hot, and that's it. And he's the only good one. Your dad's also fucked.
But like, even Logan
trying to pick a fight.
The balls.
Watch me post. Yeah, watch me post this and just like.
You should be like
his 12-year-old fan base is gonna come fucking
just box
pop
him,
me,
and then it'll.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this right now.
Okay,
if anyone tries to fight me, they're gonna win in the first second.
But okay, back on to Logan.
Yes.
He had that
Logan.
Shit show a few years
yes.
back
with Japan.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. Okay, so what he did was pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Like recording, you know,
mm-hmm.
what happened. So if you guys don't know, like you guys can look it up in the internet. I don't really want to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's grown a lot.
Yeah, and I think that's what is the most important thing is like if someone has grown, has shown progress.
Yeah,
and you know is you know. Putting people in place that he knows like are bad. So for example, even like with his family, like I think there was like a video clip of him somewhere on the internet like telling his dad like, oh, like don't do that, like you and Jake are both gonna fuck this up, like you guys are both fucked, or something along those lines. I don't know exactly
like
what
he can call them out.
Yeah, he was calling them out like he's like, I'm not fucking stupid anymore. Like you're fucking like,
yeah,
don't fuck it up,
which is good.
But yeah, I mean like that's the one thing I don't like about cancel culture is like
it feels so permanent for
it's like
I mean some people
deserve it.
Yeah,
Shane Dawson, you know, kitty fucker. I really gotta stop with the slander.
This is literally just turning into a tea podcast.
It is. We are a tea podcast right now. But here's the thing. I love Shane Dawson, but then when you find out about all the things he's done.
In the past,
it's like kind of unforgivable.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand like why those certain things can't be, like you can't come back from that. Like you can't just like show progress. Like, yeah, like go and learn and like progress in your own personal life. But the internet is just like not the place for you anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know.
100%.
I'm not please take everything that I say with a grain of salt.
Yeah. We don't know what we're talking about, actually.
We don't.
We're just two brain cells over here.
Like I said, yes. Like I said, two brain cells bouncing. We're just going to backtrack a little bit here just because we kind of got way too into that conversation.
Way off track.
I'm so sorry for anyone who had
to listen to that.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was entertaining.
Sure. Not me wanting thirsty for Logan Paul. Also, I just want to make it clear, Logan Paul's not my number one.
Okay.
You know, he's on the list, but
who is the
number one? Number one guy. If I had magic, WandaVision type shit.
Yeah.
Create my own reality. Uh-huh. I would say Chris Hemsworth.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. He's hot. I respect that.
And that's on period. Anyways, moving on.
I'm just throwing this out there. Mine is Sarah Paulson.
Oh my God. Great. I'm so sorry I didn't ask.
No, it's okay. I'm just letting her know if she's ever watching this.
She's definitely not watching this. No, but if she is, Sarah Paulson.
My DMs are open.
Yeah, her DMs are open. And I loved you in Ocean's 8.
Yeah. Amazing.
Also loved you in that meme that's going around. AHS.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Coven? Period.
But your wife is pretty old.
Wait, so she has a wife?
She's married to Holland Taylor.
She's a lesbo?
Yes.
Since when?
Okay, forever.
You sounded way too excited.
I've been waiting.
You're right. It's Sarah Paulson.
Yeah. She's been married to Holland Taylor for a couple of years.
Who's that?
She's another actress. But she's 78.
It's so weird that I didn't know she was
46, and I'm here for it. So.
I didn't know she was
Yeah.
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah, I think.
Also, I think I said lesbo.
You did.
Is that allowed?
It's fine.
Big old lesbo.
Yeah.
My neighbors are lesbian.
I love that. God. Wait.
Knocks on their door and they're just like, hi. No, they are, and they have a baby. They're so sweet. I mean, I don't really talk to them,
but that's fine.
And who talks to their neighbors?
Not me.
No, but yeah, they're really nice.
Aww.
They're domesticated, obviously. Mm-hmm. How did this get here? They listen to this and they're like, what the fuck, Josh? Okay, I wrote on my notes here because I wanted to talk about it briefly. Mm-hmm. Speaking of lesbians, actually, I really don't know about this one. I think I'm just making it up. But where is Lord?
I have no idea.
Thank you. She needs to come out with an album now. Anyways, I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll ask the people on Twitter.
Yeah.
Where is Lord? Does anyone know?
I need to know.
Honestly, did you follow that account where they had a cutout of Lord? No?
Nope.
It was on TikTok. They just had a cutout of Lord and then they just put her in a car.
Oh my God. I don't think I saw that.
I'll play it right now.
Okay.
But I will send it to you.
Okay.
Iconic. And one last thing. I mean, I was going to talk about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I know that me and you have kind of briefly spoken about,
mm-hmm.
Just kind of being an influencer, or just someone who has a following, and how hard that can be.
Yeah.
Especially right now too, with in lockdown.
COVID.
Mm-hmm. COVID, we've kind of just been in this for almost a year and a half.
Yeah.
And we're making content. People are just looking at our shit all the time.
And nitpicking everything.
Yeah. And I think it probably is harder for you too, because you're showing yourself. Showing my work.
Yeah.
So it's if someone critiques my work, okay, fuck you.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So it's
For me, people are going after the way that I look.
Mm. I don't get it though, because I'm
would you want somebody to say that to you?
I know.
Because I don't think that you would. Have you heard of the 5-second rule? No. If somebody can't change that.
The eating one? No? Okay.
Same, kind of.
Same idea. Okay.
Not really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's basically if you're going to comment on something about somebody's appearance, you shouldn't comment on it unless they can change it within 5 seconds.
Oh, that's cute. I love that.
Right. So,
who,
like,
taught you that?
I think it was my friend Lauren. Because, like, if somebody's going to, like, comment on your weight, okay, well, I can't lose that in 5 seconds.
Yeah. Let me beam it off.
Yeah. BRB.
Like, WandaVision it off.
Yeah.
If there was, like, a crumb on your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or something in your teeth. Like, sure. Whatever. Mm. Like, comment on it.
Yeah. And for the people who don't say anything, if there's something, oh my God. The notifications that are popping up right now, I really hope that that's it. I'm going to blur those, whatever they might be, but like I said, it's the jank in here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that. That's something that I would teach to my kids.
Yeah. I think it's really important because, like, a lot of people have really not picked up on that. And
no, but most people don't have common sense.
That's true.
Do we wonder why the world is dying? Do we wonder why people stormed the Capitol?
Mm.
Or why Donald Trump was in power for 4 years? You know why?
Because people are idiots.
And that too. Let's say it again. People are stupid.
No, but for real, like...
Yo, they're going to come for us.
I don't care.
You got to do the Gabby Hanna. Pull the trigger for the trigger, you'll get yours eventually. Do you know what that's from?
I don't think so.
Okay, fun.
Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
I genuinely, do you not know who Gabby Hanna is?
I do, but I don't know that.
Have you not seen? She's like, bullies.
Oh, okay, yeah.
High school fucking bullies.
Yeah. The mirror.
Talking about mental health.
Yeah.
I need her to see someone.
Prime example.
Prime example of, like, take care of yourself.
Yeah, please.
I feel like, man, like, the internet fucks people up.
It really does.
So, and it's that's the thing, too. It's like, people just will say anything they want.
Keyboard warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Incels.
That, too. Mm. I get a lot of them.
Like, brush your teeth first.
I get a lot of them on my videos. And it's.
Oh, I'm ugly? Show your face.
Yeah.
Show your face then.
You and your generic profile picture.
Oh, yeah.
Zero followers.
Yeah. Or it's like a fucking...
No content.
Usually, sometimes it's like Roblox.
Yeah. Or it's like the letter A. Or like...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Fucking Samsungs.
But it's just...
Sorry. Sorry. I know we're talking about serious topic.
No, it's okay. It's crazy, though, to see people...
Yeah.
Just... It's crazy to see people.
It is. No, it is. It's just really messed up.
Especially... Okay, this is going to sound really terrible. I love... This is sarcastic. When people comment on my videos, they're like, oh, well, I liked you better without makeup. Or I liked you... You're ugly without makeup. I'm like, okay, but... You still don't have a chance with me either way.
Period.
And it's kind of funny that you think that you did. And, like, your opinion on that, which you shouldn't have one.
It matters?
It doesn't.
It never did.
And having that type of attitude just makes you so much more unattractive.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, it's a shame. And it's usually, like, guys.
Always.
It's always guys.
Always.
It's like they just, like, have something to say, like, bro. Go scream in your pillow
and, like,
jack off, do something with your life.
Literally,
like, take this pent up energy elsewhere.
Yeah.
I do not claim this take negative energy.
Take up boxing
energy.
Or something.
Yeah. Pick up boxing.
No.
Grab a crystal, shove it up your hole. Like,
ugh. Oh my God.
Anyways, I guess, like, one thing to, like, leave this off for people is if you're on the internet, do not take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Do not. Because at the end of the day, your mental health matters. And, like, that's one thing that I've kind of learned over, like, the past few months, especially just, like, being at home, sitting in quarantine, making content, like, showing you yourself to the world or, you know, to thousands of people. So it's like, just take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, if you're happy with you and the people that are around you,
That's all that matters. Jinx. Two brain cells. Sorry, that was really lame.
That's okay.
You'll forgive me?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, sorry.
You can exit my house now in a little bit. Anyways.
But yeah, no, I think it is important.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to touch on that because, I mean, at the end of the day, like...
It's hard.
It is.
And, like, especially, like, when people are constantly making remarks about you or your work and, like, if they're negative comments, like, eventually it's going to start to hurt. Mm-hmm. And people...
Fuck you up.
Yeah, 100%. And people don't understand that they have that impact on somebody's life. I feel mm-hmm. like a lot of people kind of don't see influencers as real people.
No. And that's the thing. I mean? Yeah. And that's the thing. That's what happened with Britney. Right?
Britney Broski?
No, Britney Spears.
I'm like, what?
But Britney Broski, an icon.
Love her.
No, but that's...
R.I.P.
Rip. R.I.P. that pussy. Yay! Oh. The light came back on, period. Thank you. Thank you. You know,
okay,
let's just wrap this up.
That's our light just came out.
Yeah, that's our cue. Mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Britney Spears.
Right. Yeah,
me trying to connect the dots. I'm like, where am I going with this? Okay, I guess what I wanted to say, I'm just gonna wrap this up, but you know what I wanted to say about Britney Spears is that they didn't see it, like paps, some fans, tabloids, mm-hmm. people, they didn't see her as a human being.
No.
They saw her as like a figure. So it's yeah. like, oh, it's like, it's that disconnect, right?
And we can do this because she's not,
yeah,
she's not real. She's not going to see it. She doesn't care. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, it's not like that at all.
When you're watching someone through a screen, it's almost like, it's like, oh, it's like a cartoon character.
Yeah.
Like it's a character.
Oh, it's a TV show. Yeah. Like that person's not real.
Yeah. And so I think that's like the dangerous part. So mm-hmm. like one thing I will say to anyone who's like an aspiring creator out mm-hmm. there or who has a following or, you know, whatnot, like, do you like love yourself?
Positive comments. Definitely. Obviously.
Yeah. Like, but it's hard to see those when like you see some guy calling you a fucking slug.
Yeah. You're too fat to be cute.
I'm like, well, you know what? I actually don't have off. A comp. Yeah. There we go. That's it. And you know what? That's our cue to
fuck off.
So, I feel like that's pretty much, you know what? This has been a wild ride. I will say that.
The most scattered podcast.
Yes, this
ever.
Is a very, very scattered podcast. Thank you so much for talking to me
of
about
course.
Mental health.
Logan Paul.
Taking care of ourselves. Yes. DM me, please. Please, Logan. Okay, damn. But yeah, thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
I know that this was a mess.
Come
but
back again.
I please. Genuinely think Sorry. That we have created some podcast magic here.
You know what? It will be so entertaining to listen to.
We do tea.
Yep.
We spill the tea. We
gotta get a little tea. Sip the tea.
We spill the tea. We sip the tea. We talk about love, lav.
Mental health. What else did we talk about?
Honestly, I cannot recall anything. I can't recall anything that we just talked about.
It's just us and our two brain cells here. So, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you guys enjoy this podcast, mm-hmm. please consider subscribing wherever you are listening from.
Yeah.
Spotify, iTunes,
Apple Music, is that a thing?
iTunes or Apple some podcasts, the app, you know, that
the
purple
podcast
one
podcast app. Yes.
Wherever you might be, you might be on YouTube.
Yeah,
so please consider subscribing to this mess.
We'll
then,
do better next time.
Yes, we will do better next time. Oh yeah, so like no one's listening. It's probably just our moms on this right now. But oh
mom, please don't listen yeah. to this one. Happy not Mother's Day if you are.
Yeah, not you saying it at the end of it. But for anyone who's listening or who might be listening, where can they find you?
Me?
Oh my god, I sound like I sound like an LA girl, like vocal fry the house down.
It's fine. You can find me on pretty much any platform at Victoria Sabovich. I can spell that out if you can't figure it out.
Thank you very much.
Oh my God, thanks for having me.
This has been a lot.
It really has.
Thank you for joining us on this wonderful roller coaster.
Yes, thank you. If you made it through,
yeah,
I'm proud
if
of you.
You made it through, like, you...
You're the real MVP.
Yeah, you're the real one.
You should probably go get a drink.
Yeah. Go to bed. I need to go to bed.
Yeah, me too.
Anyways,
party.